From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to denounce the white supremacists who staged the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday that turned deadly. On Saturday, he condemned what he called an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. The violence resulted in one death and 19 injuries. But the president did not condemn the extremist groups who organized the protest, many of them his political supporters, who openly deride racial minorities, Jews, and women with signs and chants. However, on Sunday, the White House, in a statement, did say that President Trump, quote, very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazis. His national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, told ABC News the deadly violence that broke out at the rally, quote, meets the definition of terrorism. He described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters as a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry. 19 people were hurt, some of them critically, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. The U.S. Justice Department has announced it has opened a civil rights investigation into the day of violence. The white supremacists carried signs and chanted slogans against racial minorities and Jews, engaging the counter-protesters in hours of fights. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.